Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things I love about doing Hope is Here is sharing people's stories of faith, their journey. We've all got one, and one that's really been just cool for me to be able to have a front row seat over the past 5 years is Twyla Brown. And some may remember Twyla. Twyla was a guest back in 2021, but God's just been doing some new things in her life over the past year, and so I wanted to bring her on today and tomorrow to share some of her story and her journey of faith. So first of all, Twyla, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, man, we first met the first time 3 years ago. COVID was rearing its ugly head, and you were in a big season of transition. But we got a lot of new listeners since then, or maybe people are like me, like, I know that name, but I don't remember the story. Kind of bring that back to life for our listeners.
Yeah. So when the pandemic hit, I was the director of retail at Draper James, and I thought I was, you know, pretty big stuff. I had a cool job. It was a celebrity brand. I got to travel and do cool things and had really risen to a level of leadership in my career that I was really proud of. And then, you know, the world turned upside down and my job got eliminated.
Ouch.
And so, yeah, so that was really where God started a season of just working on me and pruning me. And I've seen such tremendous growth and blessing from this season that I wouldn't trade it for anything. So,
well, that job, just to elaborate, I mean, like, you know, you had different states you were responsible for. I mean, you know, you're going to, you know, meeting famous people. I mean, it was a big deal.
It was fun. Yeah. No, it was definitely fun. I loved it. I learned so much, and those experiences have afforded me a lot to carry forward. And so grateful for that time and those experiences and the people that I met along the way. But I wouldn't trade where I'm at now for anything.
I love that. And forgive me, tell me, I play my man card every second. Tell me the name of the lady that founded the company.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, we can
name drop, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I thought that was always kind of a cool twist, of course. And everybody always wanted to know, did you get to meet Reese?
I did get to meet Reese. And she is just as short and cute and sweet as you would imagine.
All right. Well, after, was it Sweet Home Alabama movie? Okay. Well, good. I was hoping that was how she would be in real life.
We
all met people. Sometimes they're like that. Other times, a little disappointed. So, all right. So that didn't work out. So, you know, I got to find a J-O-B. Just share kind of where God's led you over this next past couple years.
Well, you know, I mean, you were actually one of the intricate players in that season of life, because I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I need a paycheck. And what do I do? And so, you know, I was lucky that God had woven people into my story back as far as when I had moved to Lexington in 2010, people that weren't, you know, by any means, you know, main or even supporting characters in my life. They were just people that were acquaintances and, you know, would just intermittently, you know, come in and out of my life throughout the years. And then it kind of surfaced of like, oh, here's why this person was put in your life. So one of those people was Beverly Clemens, who's, I know, also a dear friend of yours.
Yes,
and
is
the one that actually connected you and I. And, you know, so I met with her during that season. I was like, oh my gosh, Beverly, like, what do I do? She was an HR professional and knows everybody. And so I was like, just keep your eyes and ears peeled. I'm not sure, you know, what's next. And I actually, and I think I'd shared this with you before that happened, I had been meeting with her and said, hey, I feel like God is telling me something's coming, but I don't know what. And that was before COVID. And so I just kept praying. And I think I shared this a few years ago with you, that I just kept praying, you know, like, God, whatever the thing is, just tell me and I'll do it. And he never told me what it was. He just told me what it wasn't when I lost my job. And so, you know, I was meeting with Beverly and I, you know, met you, and she had really encouraged me to do some content creation and things like that, just based on my leadership experiences. And I had some emotional intelligence background as well. And she said, I think that you should start creating some content. You know, businesses might be interested in you coming in and doing training or talks, things like that. I said, okay, like, I enjoy writing. And so great, I'll do that. And so I did. And I had a lot of opportunities to do little freelance gigs and stuff. And it was sustaining. It wasn't by any means, you know, allowing for any excess, which is fine. But, you know, God sustained us through that whole season. And there was always an opportunity right when I needed it. And the other interesting thing is that during that season, I always pick a verse of the year before the year starts. So in 2019, I picked for 2020, Isaiah 43:19. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And so I clung to that. I'm like, okay, well, he's got a new thing and I'm not sure what it is. But I just kept walking and trusting. And it's been really interesting to see how finally I feel like he might be revealing what the thing was.
That part, the last part of that verse, the streams in the wasteland, you felt like you were walking through the wasteland.
I was, but there was still water.
And like the Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our daily bread. Yep. So he wasn't giving you next year's, but he was
literally
providing
today.
Daily bread.
Yeah. And so that was really beautiful, really beautiful. Yeah.
All right. So then what else started happening? You started doing just these little side gigs and content using your background and retail management and, just other education and training that you had. So I think one thing's important as you're getting ready to share this next part is that God, there's things that we go through in life. Sometimes we have no idea that we're going to use down the road.
Right.
Did you find this in this next season coming up?
For sure. So an interesting thing happened. In, let's see, the spring of 23, so just a year ago, our friend Beverly reached out and she said, hey, I'm putting together with two business partners a new company and we need content developers and I'd love for you to come on full time. And I was like, oh, I don't know, like I'm doing these things here and there and I don't know, maybe. And I hadn't thought a lot about it. I'm not really sure why I didn't even take it seriously. But I mentioned it to my husband and he's like, you keep praying for God to open doors. Cause I'd been interviewing for things. I was looking for something with, benefits and stable, reliable, whatever. And he said, you keep praying for God to open doors and a door just walked up to you. Why don't you at least have a conversation with these people? And I did. And our friend Gwen Riley, when I met Gwen and her sister Stephanie, I loved them instantly. And I was like, okay, let me do some freelance work for you. I'm not ready to just like jump in, but like, let me do a couple projects. So I started doing some content for them, created a training program or course around people and developing your people. And then by the time I got done with that project, it was interesting. There was a job that I'd been going through this long, lengthy interview process with. Well, they called and they were like, hey, we're ready to make you the offer. And I was like, oh, okay, great. And so I had that call that day and I was just wrapping up a meeting with Gwen and Beverly and Stephanie on a project we were working on. And I said, hey, you guys told me that there is an interesting story to the name of this company, but you never told me the story, Novi Edge. And they said, oh, well, while we were planning this company, we would meet virtually all the time because Stephanie's in Dallas. And Beverly had this verse that she'd printed out that was like the verse of the day and she kept moving it to the top of her stack. And Stephanie had this verse on her wall in Dallas that she just had hanging up in her office for some reason that she just kept looking at. And they said, and you'll never believe we had the same verse. It's Isaiah 43:19 and Novi means new. And I said in that moment, oh gosh, this is the thing.
God, I'm a little slow, but you know what? Even now I can see this flashing billboard, right?
And so I sent a message to the company that was offering me, and I said, you know what? I don't want to meet with you this afternoon. The company that I've been consulting with, I really just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And so I'm going to just decline and just thank you, but no thank you. And that is when I went on full time with Novi Edge, and it has been the most amazing experience.
Well, I love that because, I know Gwen, know Beverly, and they're tremendous women of faith. Yeah. I've met Stephanie, and she's a follower of Jesus. So, yet I think sometimes when we're taking that step of faith, God speaks. I've seen him do this. Give me a Bible verse, three different times in three different ways.
Yeah.
It sounded like he did the same thing there for you.
Yeah. Yeah, so that season, and still even, was a lot of me learning to wait on him for my daily bread, right? Which he is so faithful and always shows up with. But also just to always be kind of listening. And I'm glad that I had back in 2019 started listening to that prompt of like, there's something else. because it made it not so devastating, for one thing, when I lost my job, because I had an ugly cry for 5 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, it's going to be okay, because I told him literally on the drive to work this morning, tell me what it is and I'll do it. And he's telling me what it's not. And so I'm okay with that. I have peace. And so I think, you know, it's just helped me be more aware of just being in tune to the Holy Spirit and listening to what it is that he's trying to tell me. And just, you know, I have so much more peace about things, because I know whatever the situation is, even when it's not a great situation, like, it's in his control and he has my best interest at heart, even when it doesn't look the way I think it should or might look. And wow. So
that's powerful.
That is powerful. And as I'm still for sure learning, but I would just say the pruning that I've seen and the fruit that I've seen in this season of life has been just, you know, it's beautiful. And I'm so thankful.
Yeah. Well, as the old saying goes, your faith became real.
Yeah.
Fair
yeah.
to say that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I know people say, okay, well, I like the name of that company. That's kind of cool. I mean, what is Novi Edge?
Yeah. So we do business consulting and personal coaching. We blend the two. That's kind of the unique thing about us, because yes, your business needs cared for, but as a business owner, you also need cared for. You're just as important to your business. And so we really take that seriously, and we blend that personal coaching piece with the business consulting. And we have a program that people can go through that goes everything from their people and their profits and themselves as the owner and kind of their why, as well as just the individual like training and learning type programs that we offer, like I did with the people. I created something called Reimagine People, where we go all through, you know, how to identify your top talent and develop them. And so that's been really fun, because it uses all those past experiences. But, you know, the most awesome thing I think about it is working with these Christian women who are so inspiring, and their number one goal is just to point people towards Jesus and to give people hope and encouragement. And so that's really fulfilling. And also, you know, a good number of the clients that we've worked with up to this point are Christian business owners. And, you know, that wasn't intentional, but it has been the case. And so it's neat when we're working with people to sit down and like pray together first, and to watch how just, I mean, some of these people, the things that they're doing in their businesses and the way that they're really in business to make money so that they can advance the kingdom and the gospel. I mean, it blows your mind. Some of these people are just so inspirational. And so to see them make progress in their business and in their leadership, and also just watching, even in these short amounts of time with these people, how God is blessing them and multiplying, and you know, not like a prosperity gospel kind of thing, but like he's trusting them with more because they are investing everything that he's giving them into furthering his kingdom. And so it's just so neat to see God's faithfulness and how he is at work, even in, you know, the secular business world. And so that's been one of my favorite things about my job, honestly.
Well, I love what you said there. You know, it's not a sin to make money, you know,
yeah.
And we need Christian business owners to help further his kingdom. So
yeah.
I think sometimes we think everybody's just supposed to be poor and, you know, and dependent completely on Jesus. Well, we all depend on Jesus, but we need Christians. Part of the reason Hope Is Here's ministry has been sustained for almost 7 years is because of the generosity of business owners.
Yeah.
Well, man, unfortunately, we're out of time, but if people want to find out more about Novi, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, Novi. Edge.com, or we have an Instagram page, so you can check us out there or on Facebook. And if you're a female business owner, we actually have a private women's Facebook group that we've started kind of playing with, because we are predominantly women at Novi Edge. We do have a man and a few men that do some freelance work with us. But yeah, I would encourage them, if they're female business owners looking for some support, to check that out as well. It's called Permission to Win. And so, yeah, I would love to engage with anyone online or on social media.
Well, I would really, really encourage you to check it out. I know all three of these ladies are wonderful. Just, I know you would be blessed. Coaching, business, individuals, they've just got a lot to offer you. So I hope you'll go check out NoviEdge.com. That's NoviEdge.com. If you're driving, like, hey, I can't write this down, just go to the podcast at our website, HopeIsHereToday.org. For Twyla Brown, I'm Greg Horn. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.